Dave Santos has now kicked through the coldest day of his life, maybe the wettest day of his life. The streak is going. Just what is he showing you now in these last few weeks when we're really in some elements?
Well, you're right. I mean, the fact that he has kicked in some in cold weather, some wind, some rain. So he has had everything, and he continues to look good in practice. You know, he makes his field goals, and you know, we're counting on him right now, and he's been doing a good job. He's been consistent.
With him on the kickoffs, in the last four games he's had 17, I think, and only five reached the end zone. Is that weather? Is that something you guys are trying differently with him to get more height, to get possible?
Yeah, some of those are designed, but some of them aren't. And the weather has a lot to do with that. The weather, it could cut down 5 to 8 yards on your kickoffs alone, just being below freezing. So those are all factors. The other thing is, you know, he's a young guy and he's a slight build guy. He's going to get better. He's going to get stronger. He needs to put on about 10 pounds or 15 pounds on his lower body, you know, and then those kickoffs will come. You know, the strength will come, and he'll get better and better as he gets older.
So part of that is kind of the wear and tear of the season.
Sure. I mean, this is as long as he's ever played. I mean, he's done usually now, you know, in college. So this is, you know, this is all new ground for him. And, you know, and the wear and tear of the season is kind of wore on him a little bit leg strength wise. And we think he'll get better, you know, obviously, you know, when he gets older.
Yeah, one last thing on this. Obviously, after the Harvin tackle, you intentionally started now pooching some in that game. I mean, as far as the touchbacks, the kickoffs go. That was strategic.
Yeah, definitely. We didn't want to kick the ball directly to him. He's a dangerous guy, and we didn't want him to be the guy that beats us. Yeah. So we did. We used a variety of different kicks in that situation. Yep.
Coach, you had mentioned a couple weeks ago you want Anthony Thomas to remain aggressive. And then against Oakland, you had that 12-yard loss. How do you temper that enthusiasm?
That's a good question. You know, we wanted him to feel that ball, you know, the way he did. But what he has to learn is that you can't run around NFL players. You know, the NFL players are really, really fast. And you have to – sometimes you just got to catch the ball, you know, get the ball in your hand and get 5 yards or save us the ball from bouncing, and then we play on, live on from there. So that's part of his learning experience that he'll get better and better at.
Was the move to Frankie Hammond there just to calm him down, or is this something more permanent?
Exactly. I mean, that's what it was. I mean, DeAnthony's still our number one punt returner, but we're fortunate. We are very fortunate to be able to have – we have two guys. You know, there's five or six teams in the league right now that would love to have, at least, that would love to have Frankie Hammond. You know,
just seems like those punts, especially the other night, he catches them when maybe he should let them bounce inside the 10, and then he lets them bounce when maybe he should catch them and save you the 20 yards.
There's a learning curve with punt returners, you know, and I went through the same thing with Devin Hester. He's got to learn. He's got to, you know, go get the balls, the short ones. He's got to understand that a fair catch is a weapon. You know, use a fair catch, get up there. Everybody's got to get out of your way. And that's what he's not doing yet. And we talked about it, and he's going to continue to get better at it.
Is that one of the things that you stress with him is to catch the ball? I mean, he let too many balls get to ground.
Right. I mean, he wants to return everything,
right,
which is a great trait to have. But, you know, sometimes you got to just say the coverage is there, the punt is there, I got to use the fair catch. And that's where we're at right now with him.
Sherman on special teams. Paint a picture for me on him and what he does for you.
Sherman is our leader. He's our leader in the room. He's our leader on the field. He's so consistent. You know, I've said this before. I think he's the best fullback special teams player in the league by far. He's so productive. He's our leading tackler on kickoff, and he's a great protector on punt. And you know, he's a leader on the back end on the kickoff return. So I mean, he makes everything work for us.
And that rubs off on guys.
No, it's huge. You know, him. You know, the fact that he is a starter on offense and he still regards special teams so high and so important.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.